Farmland values back on the rise for some. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A new report shows that, in general, farm real estate values are rising, but not by much and not everywhere. Gary Crawford has this report.
Farmers and bankers, economists, and all sorts of people are busy digesting the recent Agriculture Department report on U.S. farmland values. As of the start of this year, compared to January 2009...
What we see is that farmland values increased year over year by 1.4%.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber, and yes, 1.4% average farmland value is very, very modest growth, but... Glauber says, hey.
Remember that this is following a year that we actually saw some declines for the first time in a long while. That is, if we looked at the values on January 1st, 2009 relative to 2008, we had dropped on average about 2.8%. And that, of course, was following a number of years where we saw almost 10% growth annually.
So we've only made up on average half of last year's loss, but at least it's in the right direction.
Which I think reflects the recovery that we've seen in the economy.
And the prospects that farmers and others see in the money-making potential of that farmland.
Certainly a significant driver of real estate values is those future earnings that people see are potential for farming that land or putting it to alternative uses.
The USDA report says the value of farm real estate averaged $2,140 an acre, that's with buildings and land, as of January this year. Looking at cash rents, which these days are playing a bigger role in farm operations, the average national rent rate was $102 an acre as we started this year, up 3% from a year earlier. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Again, nationwide farmland values up by 1.4% here in the Southeast, a more than 3% decline. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.